The next generation of Ray-Ban Meta is here. The Wayfarer Gen 2 AI glasses, now at Harvey Norman. Capture life hands-free with an ultra-wide 12-megapixel camera shooting bold photos and 3K video. Enjoy open-ear audio for music, calls and podcasts while staying aware of your surroundings. With Meta AI, get answers, capture content and navigate your day using only your voice. Plus, enjoy up to 8 hours of battery life. Ray-Ban Meta Wayfarer Gen 2, starting at $598 at Harvey Norman.
You're listening to SBS News.
It's been almost 3 months since one of the deadliest mass shootings in Australia's recent history, when 15 people were killed at Sydney's Bondi Beach. 43-year-old Syrian-born tobacco shop owner Ahmed Al-Ahmed tackled and disarmed one of the gunmen, a moment captured on a video which went viral around the world. He describes the incident as painful. He was shot multiple times while tackling the attacker, undergoing surgery for his injuries. He spoke to SBS Arabic's Dima Al-Kaid about what happened that day and his plans moving forward.
Ahmed, do you feel safe in Australia? And what's your message to those who don't feel safe anymore in Australia right now?
Hi, Dima. I'm very happy to be here. It's my honor to be with you, with the SBS. What Abdullah told you about Australia and the situation was it. Australia is a safe country and it's a great country. I want to tell you something. You will recognize what's my message for when I say safe. If you can't see, like, there are lots of multicultural refugees, they come to Australia. Why? Because Australia is a safe and a peace. That's why Australia is multicultural. Because all the multicultural refugees, they come to Australia. Because it's the best country in the world and safe. And for Australian people, the most beautiful and socialized people and welcoming. And I'm proud to be Australian and with my people, Australian.
And what's your message to all Australians in terms, especially in social cohesion after Bondi attack, and to all different Australians from different background?
Safe, united, and peace for everyone. And I will say, we need to stay to each other, together, and don't look whatever was for something, you know, that's the accident in Bondi. I know it was hard and was horrible for everyone, but Australia is a safe country, and we can bust that this, you know, accident, and we look for future, and because Australian people strong, and education people, and we have to stay together, unity, and peace, and I love my people on Australia. I love whole Australian, from including all multicultural people, all the religion. We are family and unity and one home.
Ahmed, thousands of people donated around $2.5 million for your recovery. What did this money change your life? Did it change anything in your life after that donation?
To be honest with you, the money, what being donated for me, it's another story in my life now. And when I was in my position as a sick person in the bed, I was in the lowest, you know, what I call how emotion, and very sick, you know, too many shooting. And when I heard about the donation, I give me like moderation and make me feel that Australia it's still alive and the humanity in the Australian people still there. And that's what was my wishes. And honestly, I appreciate everyone who donate for me even 1 cent. This is something, it's big meaning for me. And I didn't ask anyone, but these people who donate from Australia or out of Australia, from Canada, America, from around the whole world, I can tell you like they got a something from what I have. I'm a hero, but I want to tell you there's again in the another side and some heroes as well. We can see him. This is the people who donate for me. I call them hero as well, because these people, when they give money and they donate something, it's not like about the money, but something, someone who go and jump in the online, he click $1, $1,000. Look to his what kind of this person? He's not like someone, you know, normal. But he's a full of humanity, full of love, full of respect, full of everything. These people, I call them a hero. From the heart, I thank everyone, and I appreciate what was. And honestly, it's give me lots of mentally support. And what I can tell for the Australian population, thank you for everyone, and for all support for the government, for all multicultural, all the religions, and everywhere. And God bless everyone. And at the moment, I just want to tell like about my health. I'm caring about my hand, about my health, focus in the situation for, because I don't know if you heard, I have like an engine, head, big injury, like a nerve damage. And I'm caring now about the movement for my finger to come back, because since the accident, my finger not moving and I'm struggling lots with the pain and having heavy medication. You already see it before we start. I have to have some medication. So thank for everyone who donate for me, and from the heart, I appreciate everyone, and unity and peace for everyone, and Australia the best country in the world.
Ahmad, with the International Day to Combat Islamophobia coming up soon, did you feel that you represented the real Islam image in front of communities in Australia and in the world? As you said before, as a Muslim, you care about Australians from different background. Can you tell us how do you see it?
What I say it like I'm gonna tell you from me as a person, you know, I don't like to engage in the politician or in the religion or in the situation, something, you know, because I'm from inside as a pure human being, as a human. I can say for with this situation, I'm a big example, and I hope everyone who listen and they looking to me and listen, I'm a big example to show a good Muslim, and I can say Australia, it's a best country for every person who can show and you know his tradition, showing you know his religion safely without any interruption. And I say peace from a Muslim hero to all religion, and I am with all religion, unity and stand to each other, Christianity, Muslim, Jewish, Buddha, all religion, and peace for everyone. And I don't think Australia, it's a country who's must talk. Australia is the best country in the world.
And what's next for Ahmad after Bondi? What's like, where do you see yourself in the next few years?
I'm going to be as everyone, a human, a father, have a family, have a wife, have a kids, caring about my family, my kids, give him good education, tell him how the life must be, and looking after my health as well, my family health, and pass a message for Australia, around the whole world, about we must be unity and peace and stand to each other.
The next generation of Ray-Ban Meta is here. The Wayfarer Gen 2 AI glasses, now at Harvey Norman. Capture life hands-free with an ultra-wide 12-megapixel camera shooting bold photos and 3K video. Enjoy open-ear audio for music, calls and podcasts while staying aware of your surroundings. With Meta AI, get answers, capture content and navigate your day using only your voice. Plus, enjoy up to 8 hours of battery life. Ray-Ban Meta Wayfarer Gen 2, starting at $598 at Harvey Norman.